life, beauty, love, the nine divines. Faith and religion play a major part in the history and culture of Tamriel, with practically every race and civilization having their own pantheon of deities, and shrines or temples to many of them are scattered across the land. While the Daedric Princes play a prominent role in the Elder Scrolls series, and players will often interact with them at their shrines, the Aedhra are in many ways more mysterious and distant than the Daedra. Although many of the races share beliefs in certain Aedhra, this video is going to focus specifically on the Imperial Pantheon worshipped in Cyrodiil, known as the Nine Divines. The history of the Cyrodiilic worship of the Nine Divines goes back to the early First Era, when the Aeliads were in control of Cyrodiil and used humans as their slaves. One specific human slave, Alessia, was inspired by the newly founded human civilization in Skyrim and began praying to some of their deities for assistance, especially Kinnereth. Kinnereth sent her son to Alessia to aid her, and the humans of Cyrodiil would eventually revolt against the Aeliads, leading Alessia to become the first empress. One of her first major acts as empress was deciding the official religion of the new empire, a tricky task as most of her people were accustomed to the gods of the Aeliads, but she didn't want to upset her Nordic allies, who vehemently opposed the Aeliad deities. To appease both groups, Alessia took the least controversial deities from both groups and combined the pantheons into a single one, known as the Eight Divines. However, the Nords primarily worshipped the god Shor, commonly known as Lorcan, who they believe was responsible for the direct creation of humans. The elves, including the Aeliads, hated Lorcan and blamed him for tricking their ancestors into giving up their immortal essences. To compromise, Alessia left Lorcan out of the Eight Divines, but identified him as the missing god, Shazar, linked to the Eight Divines but absent from the pantheon. Belief in Shazar was eventually abandoned over time, and so the pantheon was set with five gods and three goddesses. In the Third Era, after Tiber Septim's death, he was believed by many to have ascended to godhood, and so he was officially added to the pantheon of deities, transforming the Eight Divines into the Nine Divines. Akatosh is the dragon god of time and the chief deity of the Nine Divines. In addition, Akatosh is one of the most widely worshipped deities across Tamriel, present in some form in nearly every religion. He is generally considered to be the first of the original spirits to form, and time began after his formation. Akatosh has a unique relationship with the humans of Cyrodiil, as he formed a covenant with Alessia and her descendants in order to protect Tamriel from the ravages of the Daedra. This covenant was represented physically in the Amulet of Kings, wearable only by descendants of Alessia with the blood of dragons in their veins. This covenant was broken during the Oblivion Crisis, leading the last of the Septim Dynasty, Martin, to sacrifice himself and the amulet in order to invoke the aspect of Akatosh and defeat Maerun's Dagon. According to the Ten Commands of the Nine Divines, Akatosh's command is to serve and obey your emperor, study the covenants, worship the Nine, do your duty, and heed the commands of the saints and priests. Arke is the god of the cycle of birth and death, and is thus the enemy of undead that defy this cycle. Arke is believed to be the son of Akatosh, and it is said that Arke did not exist before the world was created, thus sometimes being called the mortal's god. His name is often invoked during the birth of children, as well as during funerals, and is generally depicted as being an eternally neutral force. His command is to honor the earth, its creatures, and the spirits, both living and dead, to guard and tend the bounties of the mortal world, and do not profane the spirits of the dead. Dibella is the goddess of beauty, love, and art, and is among the more popularly worshipped of the divines. While there aren't many artifacts created by the Aedra on Tamriel, Debella supposedly created the brush of true paint, with bristles woven from her own hair. The brush allows the wielder to magically enter into a painting, where they can then paint anything, life-size, simply by using their imagination. Debella's command is to open your heart to the noble secrets of art and love, treasure the gifts of friendship, and to seek joy and inspiration in the mysteries of love. Julianos is the god of wisdom and logic, but is also associated with literature, law, and magic. He is often worshipped by wizards, and the orders of monks founded by Tiber Septim to protect the Elder Scrolls are followers of Julianos. His command is to know the truth, observe the law, and when in doubt, seek wisdom from the wise. Kinnereth is the goddess of the sky, air, wind, and rain, and is the patron of many sailors and travelers. She is often prayed to for blessings, and especially at the birth of infants, for them to be born under an auspicious sign. Kinnereth created the Lord's Mail, also known as the Armor of Morehouse, a piece of metal armor of unsurpassable quality. It's sacred to the Imperial Legion, and is accepted as a uniform within the Legion. Kinnereth's command is to use nature's gifts wisely, to respect nature's power, and to fear its fury. Mara is known as the Mother Goddess, and represents maternity, love, and agriculture. She is another nearly universal deity, present in some form in practically every religion, and is believed by some to be the wife or possible concubine of Akatosh or Lorcan. According to some myths, she is responsible for transforming Arke from a mortal into a deity. Followers of Mara teach that Mara is responsible for the gift of love present in every mortal's heart, and so she is the patron of marriage, with weddings being carried out in her shrines and temples. Her command is to live soberly and peacefully, honor your parents, and preserve the peace and security of home and family. Stendar is the god of mercy, justice, and charity, and is the patron of magistrates, rulers, and the Imperial Legion. Stendar offers mercy and compassion to all mortals, and does not distinguish between worshippers or heretics. Stendar grants his followers the power of healing magic, and is the enemy of Daedra, lycanthropes, and the undead. Stendar's hammer is a large hammer rumored to have once been wielded by the deity himself, and is capable of magically smiting a target at the cost of the wielder's stamina. His command is to be kind and generous to the people of Tamriel, protect the weak, heal the sick, and give to the needy. Talos is unique among the Nine Divines, as he is a later addition to the Pantheon, and is believed to be the deific form of Tiber Septim. Talos is the god of war and of mankind, and is the patron of warriors and heroes. Belief in Talos is considered heresy by the Old Mary Dominion, and led to the Skyrim Civil War due to the eventual ban on Talos worship. Talos's command is to be strong for war, be bold against enemies and evil, and to defend the people of Tamriel. Zenithar is the god of wealth, labor, and communication, and is the patron of many merchants, laborers, and nobles. His followers believe that prosperity will be achieved through earnest work and honest profit, rather than war or theft. And the common phrase among his worshippers is that Zenithar is the god that will always win. His command is to work hard and you will be rewarded, spend wisely and you will be comfortable, and never steal or you will be punished. Although worship of the Nine Divines is primarily based in Cyrodiil, the Nords of Skyrim have begun to replace their own pantheon with the Nine, and many religions have their own versions of a number of these Aedra. Despite the overall lack of physical presence on Tamriel, the Divines have fostered a strong and loyal following among many mortals across Cyrodiil and beyond. While there will always be debate on the exact number and nature of the Aedra, there will be no shortage of people praising the Nine.